For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. It's been 19 months since the October 2015 flood. During this time, the Sumter Fire Department has held classroom training exercises and a portable acquired from the local school district. That's because the classrooms in the department's training facility took on over 20 inches of water and sustained $500,000 in damages during the flooding event. The department recently celebrated the reopening of the facility. Battalion Chief Joey Duggan said it's a mixture of old and new that will better serve the area.
The shell is the same, but we've still got the same building. You know, the outer shell is the same, but, you know, we were able to coordinate with an architect that came in and actually redesigned the whole functionality of the setup for the facility. It's amazing. The square footage is the same, but the utilization of space made it so much nicer.
The department is home to both career and volunteer firefighters. They train together at the facility, which includes
a full training ground. We've got a burn building and a tower that we can train out of.
But classrooms, Duggan said.
You know, we were completely out of classrooms, the technical side of it, and it was unusable at that particular point. So, you know, it was pretty significant for us in the fire department.
The absence of the training facility was felt not only by the fire department, but other municipalities and county departments.
We work very close with our police department and our sheriff's department here, and they used it periodically for different things, and EMS as well. Our EMS, our county EMS system did their in-service training there as well.
In 2016, the department improved from a Class 2 to a Class 1 ISO rating, the highest possible rating from the Insurance Services Office. Duggan said the department is excited about returning to their new facility to continue training to better serve the area. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.